When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Now, our family set out for an event one weekend, but we couldn't reach our destination. We were stranded and at the mercy of whoever would come to our rescue. The hassle was a headache, but the story of help, it's a good one. I hope you can keep up and keep track. Now, our getting to the livestock show that weekend at all was due to the generosity of a borrowed truck and trailer from my dad. We'll call him Good Samaritan Number One. We planned to stay with an aunt who offered hospitality every time we visited the area. That would be Good Samaritan Number Two. We unloaded the cattle and unhitched the trailer at the arena, then struck out for that family motel. And then it happened. The truck jerked and died, and we were bum-fuzzled. A friend from home coming to the show didn't hesitate when we called him at his hotel room. He showed up within minutes, armed with towing strap, empathy, ample patience, a good sense of humor and a grin, and some fuel additive. Calmly, Good Samaritan Number Three tolerated our indecision and then logically helped us think our way to a temporary solution. He strategically pulled the truck through stoplights, gas stations, and narrow city streets, yet never got flustered. We finally parked it at a 24-hour convenience store and agreed to deal with it in the morning. Before we left, we met Good Samaritan Number Four, Andrea, the store clerk, who graciously agreed to watch my dad's low mileage, never gave him a bit of trouble, customized diesel truck entrusted to our care, and she assured us it wouldn't be towed. We had to trust her. Our good friend hauled us to our aunt's, and we tried to harvest what was left of sleeping hours before early rising and a full day of competition. After the short night, we arrived at the arena in a pristine sable four-door Buick borrowed from our gracious aunt. I insisted we lay plastic bags on the carpet as a barrier to show barn dirt and cow collectibles. Now, greeting us was our friend who rescued us the night before, and he volunteered hours of sweat and creative labor to help our youngest son show his cattle. While we jockeyed about town reclaiming an abandoned truck, returning a borrowed car, and arranging for service, Carl helped clip and fit the calves. Now, more importantly, he eliminated any worry that all would go as planned in spite of the circumstances. That's what folks need to hear. Well, my dad arrived in time to make the tough decisions about repairs on his truck, but until then, I was designated liaison and spokesperson between owner and mechanic, who couldn't fix it until Monday. Now remember, we still had kids, cattle, and supplies to deal with and were left afoot until we met Good Samaritans Number 5 and 6. Parked outside the arena doors sat angels disguised as car salesmen. The local truck dealership sent them to promote their latest model. With one phone call, they had us driving a brand new truck at no cost until we could get Dad's out of the shop 2 days later. It was 2 o'clock, and they hadn't had lunch, so I thanked them with some meatloaf, potato salad, and fresh apple cake, homemade by Good Samaritan Number 7. Thank God for my mom, who packs big lunches. And then just minutes after Mundo and Renee, the car sales folks, saved our day, they had to get back to the office. Our beloved aunt housed company for another unexpected day, and the cattle that came to the show, well, Good Samaritan Number 8, another friend from Butler, hauled them home. Now, did I mention Number 9, who loaned us his truck to lug all our stuff to the stranded trailer parked way across the property? Did I tell you about Number 10, who sent equipment to make the show day preparations a little bit easier? Throughout all of the hassle, I am thankful I didn't miss all of the blessings. Too many good people did too many nice things to make an aggravating situation considerably better. I thank God for every tiny providential intervention, especially for good Samaritans. I'm related to several and honored to know a few more that from that weekend. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.